Prüfung bei der Tanja versteht sich. Schütt Zibit, Schmetrisch. Na warte, darf Kuhnen, die Gauden Kutsa, der Dakai. We all owe them our thanks. And me personally, I would like to thank them for giving me the opportunity to take part in such a push of a community in the Torah. Start the day the Torah way. And let's have a look at our title. Was Yaakov Avinu permitted to leave Eretz Yisroel? Had a lot of people coming up to me commenting on the title that the Chayyid Gemara mentioned this issue as a reason when you are allowed to leave Eretz Yisroel. So what's the Shaila B'chal? Yaakov Avinu went out of Eretz Yisroel in order to find a Shidduch, in order to get married, and about that he was permitted to leave Eretz Yisroel. But what we are trying to focus on today is in general, B'chal, if the Ovid Tzadikim mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel, were they permitted to leave Eretz Yisroel in general or not? Sazoi, the Osamayich, the Sefer HaTorah, Meish Chachme, brings a gewaltige Reihe from the Osana Gemurah. The Gemurah says, Tuni Rabunan, Kol Mi Shenuse Ishe, Vishu Ima Eise Shunim, and anyone was married with his wife for 10 years, below Yolde, the line he didn't have kids, Yoitzi V'yitin Tzibbe. He should divorce her. Shem Lezuch Libunus Miman, and maybe he won't be those to have children for him. The Gemara says, Al Pish Ein Raya Ledovi, Agam there's no Raya, but Zayich Ledovi, there's a Zayich Ledovi. What's the Zayich Ledovi? The Gemara says that the Torah tells us, Mikait Eise Shunim, the end of the 10 years, the Sheiris Avram Eretz Kanaan, he married Huga. Avram didn't have kids. At the end of 10 years that he arrived in Yisroel, he married Huga. So you see that 10 years is a time to do something about it. And the Gula goes on. The Lamedcho, She'ein Shnois Chitzloret, Oilem in Aminyin. Because the Maisi, if you calculate the years that Surah was married to Avram in Chitzloret, it adds up much more than 10 years. The Gula tells you that we don't include the years that he lived in Chitzloret. We only start counting from the years he arrived in Eretz Yisroel. So Rashi explains, why is it actually that you don't take in the Cheshbon the years that he lived in Chitzloret? Why do you only start counting from when he arrived in Eretz Yisroel? So Rashi says, because there's no raya, there's no proof of his living in Eretz Yisroel that he didn't have children. Because it might be that avoim Chitzloret, the sin of living in Chitzloret, is the reason for what he didn't have children. So therefore you only start counting from when he arrived in Eretz Yisroel. So the Chayyid is often Rashi that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel did apply in those times. The Chaloyf and the Ovis did have a kim of mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisroel. Otherwise not charged to say Bavoy Chitzor. So about the Ovis did have a kim mitzvah. The Ovis kind of told you they had a kim mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel. But to my say, before we go further, could I look in Ishtikul Machloikis and the Rishonim, when and how did Yid become the Choyiz in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel? Shitta Toysus is Toysus in the beginning of Sechtes Gittin, Daf Beis, Toysus Amasu Ashkeloin. Toysus says that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel is limited to the places of Kiddush. That means the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel is only applicable to the places that were captured by Yidin, by Kal Yisroel. Places that were not captured, it doesn't apply the mitzvah to places that were not captured by Kal Yisroel, even though it's in the border of Eretz Yisroel. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel is truly if the place were captured or not. For example, we all know that the Eretz Yisroel, the Eretz Mitzrayim, captured much more land than the Eretz Yisroel. And therefore, according to Toysvis, yeah, he had much of a bigger choice, much of a bigger variety to choose of in the times of the Zman Bayis tradition than the times of Zman Bayis Shani when they captured fewer land. This is Shitta Toysvis. That's Tuni Din Kiddush. Was it captured? The mitzvah applies. Was it not captured? The mitzvah doesn't apply. The Choyre, according to Toysvis, those who didn't have no key mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel. Because it wasn't yet captured. The Maitre, without answering the Gemurah, we have to try and find an answer for the Gemurah. The Gemurah says in Amdok, that we said before, that Tash explains the reason is because da hoin khitzlo da wat lo toyse da bin der tsai mit zwe was gel mit mit so ich weiß du aber du hast to find some different answer this from different chat die muje kap zum gatte is meiste der ramban argues of toyse and the ramban says that the mitzvah of ich weiß du has no shaykhis with the mitzvah of kiddush the ramban says every place in ich weiß du any land in ich weiß du you can be mekayim the mitzvah of ich weiß as long as it's in the border of Eretz Yisroel. And the reason for it is, that the Ramban, because the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel is a mitzvah of chidach uuret, to show you love, your appreciation to the land, and the gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave you the land. And therefore, anything in the border of Eretz Yisroel is shayich, is rather the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel. And Shmuel Zofsky, one of the founders of Rashid, say, if he say, you don't have to come on even to Kibbush Olim Mitzrayim. The mitzvah already starts from when Vashasrit, Hashem promised. Avraham Avinu, the Chuzar Achat Nenu, it's hard to say, you can't do mitzvah of Chibbutz Uritz. So you love to the land, what Vashasrit promised to Avraham Avinu. So we have a machloikis over here, Toysvis, and Ramban. Toysvis said it's fully in Kibbutz Yisroel, Ramban said it's not fully in Kibbutz Yisroel. So Lechoyle, as on a machloikis, if you Toysvis, and Ramban, if it's applied in the time of the Uritz. I thought that we have to get back to our kashi, our lechoyri, the gemuri, the lament, kosh, einshne, sifto, so in Arminian, what's pshat the gemuri? But I think if you want to remember, it's often a rashi pashat lech lechu. Rashi lech lechu, rashi says, the reason why we don't take in account the years that Surah was married to Avraham, the chifto, is because we only start counting from when Hashem promised to Esau Yisrael Goy Gudel. And that was on Avraham's way to Eretz Yisroel. And therefore, we can't take into account the years that Surah was made to Avraham and Chitzurit because it wasn't yet the Avtuchi of the Esa Oyskali Goy Gude. So far, we have two Pshutim in Ramedcho, Shain Shnoi Chitzurit, Toyin Arminian, Rashi Pshat, that Bavoin Chitzurit, Ein Oilim Arminian, Rashi in Chimish, Rashi says that the reason is because we only start counting from when the Vashefer promised Avraham Avini, the Esa Oyskali Goy Gude. Now what we have in Machloikis is the mitzvah of Yishvei Tzul or Shaykh in those times is also Machloikis Tosfos and the Rambam. The Avne Naize, the Avne Naize and Chivis Tufni and Dalit and Yeredai, the Avne Naize offers complete different explanation on the mitzvah of Yishvei Tzul. The Avne Naize says, as we all know, every nation is being governed by a Tsar, by a Shliach. About the animal in the Shlaim, the Shabbatic Kudosh Boy, the Boy, the Manikalabim, the Rabbi Utsev, Oysev, Yaskalmasen. But there's a Shliach, there's a Mimitzah, there's an intermediate who is being governed by. Every nation has his Shliach, who the Hashpur comes to him through that Shliach. Am Yisroel is titled the direct watchful eye of Hashem. Am Yisroel has no intermediate between us. The Shluch and Mimitzah, the Chlav. The Hashpur goes straight from Hashem. Not only every nation has a malach, a shliach, a mitzvah, nor every country also has a shliach, a mitzvah, and tzui, who through him goes to Ashpur to the land. Eretz Yisroel, the Torah states, Eretz asher einai Hashem elokeichu bo, maraishes ashune, vad achas shune. Eretz Yisroel is different to every country. Eretz Yisroel is tachas the direct watchful eye of Hashem, tachas the direct hashguche from Hashem, tachas the direct influence from Hashem. And therefore, I find the Ramban al-Teyre, offers the same explanation why the Chazal say, Kvador, the Eretz Yisroel, doim kemish yesh lelika, is tachas because of, he is tachas the direct influence from Hashem. And therefore, doim kemish yesh lelika. Ma'ashanka, the opposite to Chistu is, you have to come on to a shliach for your shvur. It's going to be shayin ledeka. So therefore, the Avnaizer said, "Gvald gechidish." Avnaizer comes and says, "If somebody lives in Eretz Yisroel and he's depending, he's relying on his manusa that comes from Chitzluris, such a one, he's not gaining the mile of Eretz Yisroel. He's not benefiting of the mile." From a tistul, from doing kmish ayat sheyesh elika, from his ashpur, he should be coming to his country direct from Hashem, and therefore the Avnaizer says he is not mekayim mitzvah yishvei tistul, because the whole mitzvah yishvei tistul is that the nation, that the Am Yisrael, that tachas the direct influence of Hashem should be living in a county that tachas the direct hashgucha of Hashem. And therefore, if someone lives in Eretz Yisrael and his panosi comes from Chitzuris, so where does his panosi come? Direct through Hashem or through a Ritzah from Chitzuris? It comes through a Ritzah from Chitzuris, is Hashpur. So he's not gaining the mile of living in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Amnaida says he's not the kind, the mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So don't be chedish about it. Now Naisi himself has a big suffix in it, but he says, B'chol oif mitzvah na mischi, is that not the kind. Mitzvah mischi is to live in Eretz Yisrael and to be gaining your panus through Eretz Yisrael. This is the chedish of the Adam Naisi. The Adam Naisi explains this week, sadly, we see Yaakov when he left Eretz Yisrael, he said, V'nusani lechem lechoil ibei gedlilbash. So he said, Yaakov when he left Eretz Yisrael, he doubted to Hashem, I don't want to lose the advantage of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not leaving to Chitz Nuris. I don't want to be Tachas, the Ashkuch of Esa. I don't want to be Tachas. I don't want to see my Ashkuch be going through Esa. I want you, Hashem, you direct to give me my bread and butter and beg it little boys. That's what Yaakov when he said it by Nusli Lechem Lechoil and beg it little boys. That he should be Tachas, the direct Ashkuch from Hashem. Tachas, direct Ashkuch from Hashem. And now neither says, the might we see next week Saturday, Medrashot, that Yaakov Avinu gave away all his wealth, what he earned, the Chitzluritz, and by Slovon, he said, Ein Nichse Chitzluritz Kedai. I don't want to be in the hand of Nichse Chitzluritz. So you ask, what was Yaakov Avinu's problem? Yes, from Hashem, it should be coming direct from Hashem. So it's not Nichse Chitzluritz. Nichse Chitzluritz comes through a Malach, through a Shlich. So what was Yaakov Avinu's problem with his wealth? So the Abnaizer says, Yaakov Avinu was Medai, he only asked for Lechem Lechoy Lebeke Dilbosh. He didn't ask for Oishi. So where did this Oishi come from? So he supposed that it came from a Malach, so he didn't want to be in the head of it. The Abnaizer, I don't know Chiddush. But, if you go further with this Abnaizer, you understand what the Mephosh Atoyah struggle with is, the Pusik says, right, V'hoyu Hashem li la'likim. So all the Mephosh HaTorah asks that it's not up to Yaakov to decide if the Ribbono Shel Olam will be his God. If not, who's the V'hoyu Hashem li la'likim? That's what the other Pshat asks. Of course, it's a nice very geschmack. As we said before, the Ramban says, why called up the Eretz Yisrael doing K'mish Yesh Lelikai? Because he's under the direct influence from Hashem. So this is what Yaakov Avinu says. I'll be under your direct Ashkuchi, your direct Ashpur, I'll be doing Kvishyash Lelika. I'll be doing like I have a Rabbanish going, so I'm doing Kvishyash Lelika. I won't have the Chesedim of Chitzlurit of doing Kvishyash Lelika, because my Ashpur will come straight from Hashem. And with this, according to the Avnaizi, can understand the Torah in Reish Ches Melechaim, the Torah says, we say the Nisach and Bichtman and Shulish, we say Valaini the Soichol, the Samchaini the Vnuno, the Noichol the Tiryo, the Shlita the Kut, Nisba the Tivo. So the Abnaizi, the Tor says you shouldn't be saying the Noichol the Tiryo, the Nisba the Tivo. Because your desire, your cheek to Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be about the food, the Chalik Gashmi in Eretz Yisrael. Your cheek should be to the Chalik Rokhni, to the spiritual part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Tor says you shouldn't say the Noichol the Tiryo, the Nisba the Tivo. The Maise, we do say the Noichel Tinnis Mentir. So according to Al-Nai, the Tei Gishmai. When we ask Al-Nai, the Tzorichol, we should be going up to Eretz Yisrael, we should be behind the Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael, there's a Tnai over here. It must be the Maile of the Noichel Mentir, of the Nisra Mitzvah. It must be the Maile that you should be gaining your Panusse also for Eretz Yisrael. If you're not gaining the Panusse for Eretz Yisrael, the Al-Nai says not behind the Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So if you only ask Al-Nai, the Tzorichol, some kind of unit, how the Maise according to the Al-Nai? And therefore we pray B'noich Mithiriyah of Nisba Mithiva that we should have the mind that we should benefit from Eretz Yisrael directly and not through the Surah Chitz Luris and our Panut should be coming from Eretz Yisrael. Stav Nais Tachidish, Stav Nais says that if somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael and he's gaining his Panut and he's getting his Panut of Chitz Luris is not the kind of Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Stav Nais Tachidish, Stav Nais Tachidish says that the only kind of Mitzvah is to but not Mitzvah Namuchi. But the Maitre, all Achronim argues with that Maitre. Now, the Maram Chagiz, The Chidu says that the same idea that applies by Yisrochus Vilna, everybody knows, if somebody learns Torah, and the first time he learns Torah, there's a gate of Yisrochus Vilna, you get the schar from his Torah, what he learns through you. The same idea applies to Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisroel. If you support people in Eretz Yisroel, you enable them to be living in Eretz Yisroel, to become Mitzvah Yishev, you also have the schar of Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisroel. It's the Chiddush of the Chidu. Then Ram Chagiz, about the most Achronim agree to announce if you have to support people in Eretz Yisroel, you're not gaining the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel. We start to Vol Semaich. Vol Semaich, Meshe Chosme, he has a different Mahalach in the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel, and he says, there's a Shere Zoye in Parashat Lechtuch, where the Zoye says that Avraham Avinu didn't have no right to force Sude to go up with him to Eretz Yisroel. And therefore he had to convince with Vorim, with words, he had to convince the culture to go up with him. So the Osmaich asked everybody in the Achroinim, that we know the din is Hakel Maru, if somebody wants to be Mekai Mitzvah Shveitz Yisroel, he can force his wife to come with him. So the question is, why didn't Avraham Avinu have the right to force Sude to come up with him? Why did he have to convince the Dvur? So the Smaich says, Gvaldige Wort. Smaich says, Mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel was only negaya, but only relevant from when Hashem told him, Lechu Elezarachu Etnenu. There are two ways of teaching up this chat. Why think from then it starts mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel? But I'm not less as said that mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel only started from when the Rebbeinu Shlom told him Kim is Halich the Orka the Rastos. The Gemara says in the book of Vashti he was coined the land with Chazuki by Kim is Halich the Orka the Rastos. And from then on he was Shaykh a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel. So that might have said, when the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the city to Avraham, Lech Lechu Ma'atchu, Avraham was saying, go out to Eretz Yisroel, there was no mitzvah yet of mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisroel. And therefore, he couldn't force Sude to go up with him. The mitzvah only started from when the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him the Aftuchi from the Chu, when the Rebbeinu Shlom told him, Kim is Halach Uret, the Orta and the Rachba. About the according to the Ramban, it only started when he gave that Tuch and the Chur and Zarach at Nenem. It only started from then it's on it's Shai Chidus Udis. It's also be answered the Kasha of Zoye that when the time when Adon went up to Eretz Yisroel there was no Chiv, no Ki Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisroel. If he's there we'll have the answer for a different question. The Rambam says today they do a mitzvah, but Rambam says when there is a mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisroel, Rambam says that Midas HaChassidus is not to leave Eretz Yisroel even though there is a Ruach, even though there is a famine, you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisroel. That's Midas HaChassidus. So it's a bit schwer. The mighty see Avraham when there was a Ruach, the Ruach Be'udit by Yadid Avraham at time. The Choyer is always when come, even the middle of the Chassidus is the Choyer. Why did he leave Eretz Yisroel if the Rambam says he shouldn't leave the Midas HaChassidus, he shouldn't leave Eretz Yisroel? But as we are talking now, the mitzvah was only relevant from when the Rebbeinu Shlom told him Kim is Halach Uret Lach and Rachba, and that was only after Hashem told after he went down to Eretz Yisroel. About this, there's no question of it. He was allowed to leave Eretz Yisroel because there was no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel. And when he came back, from then on the mitzvah started. The Rebbeinu Shlom told him Kim is Halach Uret Lach and Rachba. From then on the mitzvah started. Avadu will have an answer. I suppose most of you had this question. That says the Chimish, there was a fight between the Roye Mikne Loit and the Roye Mikne Loit and the Roye Mikne Avram. They said that Hashem gave us the land, so we are allowed to eat, it's not gave. Yeah, Hashem promised the land, so you're allowed to eat from the others, it's not a Shalach gave. Yeah, and the Roye Mikne Avram said, the Tavadu not, Vaktani of Be'udis, Rashi says that it didn't yet belong to Avram. Und sie passen kai zu dir, Rasha says, jeder Teus von euch hier muchen. Im Atem Leute, an eine Geh, if you want, I'll be like a Geh, and I'll pay for my, for the land. If not, an eine Teus, if I plan on Adin, I'll take the Adin, because Hashem promised me that the food is a Raka at Menu. The question of it, where does these two things go together? Munashik, was there a mitzvah? What did it belong to Abram? Was the royal Leute were right? Did not belong to Avram, so what did he say? If I send him not in, how did that actually proceed? But as we are talking now, that the mitzvah it only started belonging to Avram, from when the Rebbeinu Shlomo told him, "Kim is halach uris lo kamerachpo," I think you look at Chumash, the Tivi Hashem, from when Hashem told him to go and be kainit. The land was only after the fight between the two Royim, between the two Royim, Avram, and therefore the Royim Avram were right that they didn't want to be in the hand of from Gezel. And the next week said, the Pash Chai Sud, Avad Avram had the right to say the Toysh, but then not then, because Taki belonged to him at that time. So, no Hashal. There's a Shaili. what about leaving Eretz Yisroel? Is it truly leaving Eretz Yisroel mitzvah yishev Eretz Yisroel, or is it a separate din that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisroel? First we have to look into if it's the Talmud mitzvah, if it's the Issa d'Oraisa, if it's the Rabbunan. By Chaim it says that it's only the Rabbunan, because you see that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzvah. Yeah, the Pusik says that my sister Ma'asayr is to go back to Mitzvah. So the Sechemit asked, if there's an Issa, a cloud to leave Eretz Yisroel, why do you need a new Issa in order not to go back to ask you to go back to Mitzrayim? The Savi also, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisroel. So what's negated the Issa of going back to Mitzrayim? Takashi. You're two Issa, you know, I'm like this, the Sushi, the Beda, the Chalad, the Well, this is the Sechemit. Sechemit says the Chadudit and the Tis and the Udis is only a Drabun and Sushkan the Raisa. But about the most of the Achrim argue, they agree that by most, a lot of the Achrim argue, they agree, find after the Shoinim, that might be a Issa the Raisa. The Rashbam says, what's the Issa of leaving Eretz Yisroel? The Rashbam says, Ashmeh Kiyach Mimna Mitzvah. The Rashbam doesn't say, because you oivach Mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisroel, the Rashbam says, Naish Mavkiya Atmoy Mina Mitzvois, that means the mitzvah of Trimis and Masters, and therefore you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisroel. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisroel, it's a new issue of Naish Mavkiya Atmoy Mina Mitzvois. So, both in Eli, maybe you can say the Uvois didn't have no Chiyav Mitzvah, they only had the Kiyav Mitzvah. It says, if they wanted, they could be Mekai. They didn't have to be Mekai. So maybe it's not shy to say by the others that they had the issue with Naishe Makia Atzim Na Mitzvah. Because being in Eretz Yisroel wasn't Mechayev them with Mitzvah, going out of Eretz Yisroel didn't stop them from no Mitzvah. If they wanted, they could be Mekayev. If they didn't want it, they're not Mekayev. So the Chayde, the Fid Rashbam, it didn't apply the issue of Mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel, the issue of going out of Eretz Yisroel in the time of the others. Shaila is no. According to the Rambam learns that the mitzvah, the issue of leaving Eretz Yisroel is truly the mitzvah of Yeshiva Uretz. It's charged to say, because that they will mekayim all the mitzvahs, they will mekayim also the issue of issue Yitzias from the Uretz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisroel. Even the Rambam is moided that the others did only have a key mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel. Rather didn't have a key mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel. But the Maestri, they hold the Torah accordingly to what the Torah would have been today. In the Maestri day, there is a separate issue of leaving Eretz Yisroel because of mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisroel. You can say that the others didn't leave Eretz Yisroel, had a key mitzvah of the issue of leaving Eretz Yisroel. The Chayyim can say it down in Machloikis. The Ramban and the Rashbam, if there was a mitzvah of leaving Eretz Yisroel. Stay here. Fine.